So your marketing isn't working. You've tried everything. You're posting everywhere, following every trend, constantly changing your message, and crickets. Most business owners think trying everything is proactive marketing. It's not. It's actually the fastest way to dilute your brand. I've seen this pattern kill growth in hundreds of businesses. And in this episode, I'm revealing the exact framework you can steal to stop the chaos and build a brand that actually sticks. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's start with the marketing buffet problem. Let me paint you a picture. Your marketing right now looks like someone at the buffet who's piled sushi next to lasagna, next to jelly, next to curry. Individually, delicious. Together, confusing. Slightly alarming, questionable life choices. That's what happens when businesses jump on every trend, try to copy competitor campaigns, change messaging every month, switch agencies every quarter, rebrand before the first brand even lands. You're not building memory, you're building noise, and marketing only works when it builds memory. And here's something most businesses don't understand. Marketing sticks when it's consistent, repetitive, clear, emotionally resonant. And according to research, brands grow through mental availability, meaning customers think of you in buying moments, not because you posted 47 times this week, but because your message was consistent enough to be remembered. If you keep changing your slogan, your offer, your tone, your visuals, you reset that memory every single time. It's like introducing yourself to the same person every week and saying, "Hi, I'm Samantha." Next week, "Hi, I'm Natasha." Week after that, "Actually, call me Candy." No one remembers you, and it's no wonder why. And here's the hard truth. Many businesses think marketing isn't working when really it just hasn't had time to work. You launch something, it doesn't explode in 14 days. You pivot, and you pivot again, then pivot harder. You're digging 10 shallow holes instead of one deep one. Brand campaigns often require months of repetition before impact compounds. But most business owners quit at week four. Consistency beats creativity. Repetition beats reinvention. Let's get uncomfortable for a second. Now, if I ask five people in your team, what do we actually do and who is it for? Do you think they'd answer the same way? If not, then that might be your problem. Your marketing isn't sticking because your core message is foggy, and foggy marketing slides straight past people. Clarity sticks. Being specific sticks. Bold positioning sticks. Generic, "we help businesses grow," does not stick. Your audience doesn't need more volume. They need more precision. Possibly. You are doing this. You're confusing activity with strategy. You're trying everything because it feels productive. It feels proactive. It feels like momentum. But if it's not anchored to a defined, specific audience, a consistent brand promise, a clear funnel, measurable goals, it's just movement. And movement isn't always progress. You don't need more channels, more posts, more trends. You need fewer things done consistently and strategically. Now, here's something people rarely talk about. If your marketing message says premium, high touch, exceptional service, but your sales team responds slowly, your admin is inconsistent, your onboarding is clunky, nothing will stick because customers don't remember what you said. They remember how you made them feel. Marketing sticks when the experience reinforces the promise, not when it contradicts it. So focus on internal alignment first. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Another reason your marketing isn't sticking is maybe because you're measuring the wrong things. If you're judging success by likes, followers, reach, you're looking at the wrong scoreboard. Marketing sticks when it improves conversion rates, return customers, referral frequency, cost per acquisition, brand recall, not just engagement. Sometimes marketing is working, but you're just measuring it poorly. All right, enough diagnosis. Let's prescribe. So here's how to fix it. Firstly, let's lock in to one core message. Choose one clear positioning statement. Stick with it for at least 6 to 12 months. No shiny object syndrome, okay? I have a tendency to do that. But stay in your lane. Next, pick 2 to 3 channels maximum. Master them. Optimize them. Dominate them. Stop scattering your energy everywhere. Then, repeat yourself. Yes. Intentionally. Your audience is not bored. They are busy. Repetition builds memory. Memory builds trust. Trust builds revenue. Okay? Next, align the entire business, your marketing promise, with your sales process, with your customer service delivery, with your operations team, department, people. They all must match. Then we need to track revenue. Connected metrics, our CAC, our LTV, our conversion rate, our pipeline contribution. If it doesn't connect to revenue, it's not the main event. Now, here's the 60-second reality check. If your marketing isn't sticking, it's usually not because you need a rebrand. You need a new logo. You need a bigger budget. You need a new platform. It's because you haven't committed to clarity and consistency long enough. Trying everything is the fastest way to dilute impact. Focused repetition is the fastest way to compound it. And finally, here's the challenge for you. Instead of asking, what else should we try? Ask, what should we stop doing? Where are we inconsistent? Where are we possibly pivoting too fast? Where is our message unclear? Where is our experience not aligned? Because marketing doesn't stick through volume, it sticks through clarity, consistency, and alignment. And if you'd like help auditing your messaging, aligning those internal systems and building a strategy that actually compounds over time, connect with me, Marissa Candy at The Marketing Factory. Because remember, you don't need to try everything. You need to commit to something. That's when marketing starts to stick. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.